Thanks and welcome everyone. The good stuff. Mike and Kim along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Today I've got When God Says Wait by Marissa Lee Kelly. At the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, we celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends. They embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers so much? Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all in one source every week. No need to roam for information. The latest in livestock news is Tri-State Livestock News. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online tsln.com to subscribe.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to start things off. Something from midsummer, I guess, of 2000, submitted by Marissa Lee Kelly, called When God Says Wait. We wait at the checkout. We wait at DMV. We'll wait at the drive-thru for a supersized iced tea. We wait to see the doctor. We wait in line to vote. We'll wait for a summer sale on a terrific winter coat. We wait at the beauty shop. We wait for the mail. And every line you stand in is the slowest without fail. We wait in line to purchase stamps. We wait for the fish to bite. We wait for night to turn to day and day to turn to night. We wait for our paycheck. Then we wait at the bank. We wait at the gas pump to fill up our tank. We will stand and wait to sit down and eat, then wait to pay when the meal is complete. We wait at the light. It's been red way too long. We wait for our spouses to admit that they're wrong. We wait because basically we don't have a choice. So why is it so hard to wait for God's voice? We really should be used to waiting. We do it every day. But when God says wait, we say no. We want it our own way. You'll save yourself a lot of trouble if you trust that God knows best. When God says wait, obey his voice, and he will do the rest. That was from Marissa Lee Kelly, around 2000, submitted that to the Good Stuff program. And a reminder, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.com or .org, your choice. Check out 50 things to do. The Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, 300-plus motel rooms. Also, they've got lots of things going on all year long. Don't forget Old West Days at the end of April and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Check things out at visitvalentine.com. And let's see what Kim has grabbed out of the box for the good stuff today.
How's this sound? This tale comes from a Catholic elementary school. At the head table in the cafeteria, one of the nuns had placed a big bowl of bright red, fresh, juicy apples. Beside the bowl, she placed a note which read, "Take only one. Remember, God is watching." At the other end of the table was a bowl full of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies, still warm from the oven. Beside the bowl was a little note scrawled in a child's handwriting which read, "Take all you want. God's watching the apples."
Yeah. I guess he hadn't heard about the all-seeing part of that. I
guess not.
Murphy's Technology Law Number 6. Nothing gets built on schedule or within budget. Murphy's Law of Technology Number 7. All's well that ends. Period. And Technology Law Number 8. A meeting is an event at which minutes are kept and hours are lost. Think about that one for you. Kim, what else did you have?
Okay, I have something by Max Licato, of course, pastor and author. When you're in the final days of your life, what will you want? Will you hug that college degree in a walnut frame? Will you ask to be carried to the garage so you can sit in your car? Will you find comfort in rereading your financial statement? Of course not. What will matter then will be people. If relationships will matter most then, shouldn't they matter most now?
Oh, there's something good to think about for you.
How about a couple of tweets?
All right.
A girl in my sorority once ran across campus to bring me a battery for my insulin pump because I was in lab. Today, she pulled out a handful of batteries and said she carries them around just in case I need one. And it's honestly the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me.
Wow, that is pretty nice.
I thought that was cool.
If you want to send something to us, look over for the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to great radio stations like Dickinson, North Dakota's KXDI 93.9 FM for more of the good stuff.